RadioInfluence.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy. I hope you guys are having a great week. I know I sure am. Today marks day 42 that I have not had a single drop of alcohol, which is an amazing feeling. If you listened to my episode last week, I chatted a little bit about why I've decided to go down this path. And I have to say, you know, it wasn't difficult for me by any means. The first couple weeks, I did feel a little bit different. I think I felt more tired than anything, but it was more than just, you know, removing alcohol from my diet. I've been really trying hard to get up even earlier every day than I normally do, such as 5 a.m., trying to be productive, get work done, get those workouts in. You know, unfortunately, my life is surrounded by food, which it's a great thing, but it also can be a bad thing. And really keeping up with exercise is very important to me. Another reason I decided to give up alcohol is because of running. And I want to talk about a few races coming up in Tampa that if you love food, if you like to get outdoors, meet people, be social, I highly recommend signing up for a 5K. Now, there is one coming up on September 21st in Clearwater, which is the Peanut Butter and Jelly Run. This will be my third time doing this race. I wish I had a discount code for you guys, but I don't. They don't really work with a lot of influencers in Tampa. I'm hoping to get involved with them at some point. But this race is amazing. You get to run through, you know, all through Clearwater, along the beach. It's fantastic. It ends with tons of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So whether you like creamy, smooth, crunchy, they have it all for you. And it's just a great way to meet a lot of fun people that like to be crazy and get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go do a race. They also include probably one of the best finisher medals I have ever seen, which is a large peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And this year, apparently, I just saw this yesterday on their website, it is a scratch and sniff medal, which is kind of crazy, but I'm excited. Now, a lot of people laugh at me, and I have to say his name because he's on my podcast often. Ian Beckles is always giving me a hard time about medals and making fun of me and my passion for running. I don't think he laughs at my love of running. It's more of just my obsession with these medals. He's like, you're going to run all these miles at this time of morning in this heat for a stupid medal? I'm like, yeah, I am. Medals are great. I love the food races in Tampa Bay, being a foodie that I am. There is another race group, which is called 727 Can Race, and you can find their website, which is 727canrace.com. They have races probably as we get into the season now, as the weather slowly starts to cool, probably every weekend. I've done everything from a hot dog race to a chicken wing race, mac and cheese, apple pie, you name it. Their medals are the best. They've got a couple of fun ones coming up, such as a beer run, a whiskey run. They're all over Tampa Bay, primarily Clearwater, Safety Harbor, Palm Harbor, you know, Tampa around the Causeway area. Definitely check them out if you're looking to get into running. And I wanted to kind of just tell you guys how I got involved in it and how it has really grown over the last couple years. In January of 2017, I was gifted a race entry to the Gasparilla Distance Classic through Cabot Creamery, which is, I'm sure you're familiar with Cabot cheese. You can find them at most local grocery stores. They hosted an event at the Epicurean a month prior, and it was a day filled with nothing but cheese and eating, and I ate enough that day to probably last me a week. But they gave everyone in attendance an entry to the Gasparilla Distance Classic. You got to choose your distance, so I went with the 5K because it was my first run in quite some time. When I got there that day, I didn't have any high expectations for my time. I thought, you know what, I'll probably run a mile, I'm gonna get tired and walk the rest. Well, that day really changed my life. It was crazy. I went out there and it was almost like I was possessed. Something took over. And I ran that entire race without stopping. And I had so much energy. I don't know where it came from. But to me, it was definitely a sign that running is something that I really needed to look into and really get involved with. So after I sat down after the race, clutching my medal and just kind of looking at all the people around me that were just so happy and excited, I decided to take up running, and I committed myself to running a 5K every weekend for the next 10 weeks. I definitely exceeded that goal. I probably did 30 to 40 5Ks in a span of 4 months. I included some 15Ks, some 10Ks in there. And then I did my very first half marathon in October of 2017 up in Amelia Island as part of the Zuma Race series, which is definitely one of my favorites. I was planning on doing it again this year, but I'm going to be doing the Sarasota Half Marathon, and that's involved with First Watch, which I love that place if you guys have ever had their breakfast. I will be doing a giveaway for an entry to that race. So if you want to do the half marathon or even just a 5K, you can sign up. I will be sharing that link shortly on Instagram. I hope you guys enter. It's going to be a great time. But anyway, getting back to giving up drinking, I was finding myself always surrounded by alcohol. I hate to use this word influencer because I think it's used so much and you have to stop and think, what are we really trying to influence? But being invited to so many media events in Tampa Bay, new restaurant openings, new bar openings, alcohol was just becoming way too much in my life. It was something that everything I went to involved alcohol. And I kind of had a wake-up call. And as that song goes, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. I had to take a step back and think, over the last 3 months, I have had a drink almost every single day. And it kind of shook me a little bit. And I thought, you know, this is not what I want. I'm all about trying to have a balance in life, and alcohol seems to be taking over. Not only was it part of celebrations, it was also becoming a way to cope with stress, not being able to sleep at night. And I just was leaning on it a little too much, and it scared me a little bit. So I made a pact with a few friends, and we decided on August 1st to go alcohol free. Well, my friends didn't make it. I think one of them lasted 2 weeks. The other lasted one day. But I'm going strong at day 42. And I have to say, I don't think I've ever felt better in my life. I'm 44 years old. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. But I feel better than I have since I probably was in my 20s. I've been working really hard at getting my run time increased. I'm not the fastest runner, and I don't try to be. But this year, getting out there, I want to be better than I was last year and the year before, and I think I'm on the right track. Speaking of races, I have to definitely tell you guys about another one. And whether you're a runner or a walker, and it's whatever you want to do, just get out there and try it. The Getaway Race in St. Pete, which is November 3rd. Up until Sunday, you guys can still get a pretty good deal on it. The price is going to go up after Sunday the 15th. So definitely sign up for it if you want to. I do have a discount code, which you can save 10%. And my code is Tracy10, T-R-A-C-Y-10. I will be sharing it again on my Instagram, in my stories and on my page throughout the rest of the week. This is one of my favorite races in St. Pete. They have a 5, 10, and a 15K race. So whether you want to run or walk, it's just a great way to get out there. Explore the beauty of St. Pete. It's a beautiful route. It's one of the races I really look forward to, and I hope to see you guys out there. I'm also going to be sharing some other fun races coming up, such as a brownie race, which the medal is a huge brownie. I mean, who doesn't want that? There's just so many different races coming up. Now, I also want to talk a little bit about some events coming up that I'm really excited about. The Tampa Tailgate Fest, I will be a judge again this year. I will be sharing again my code if you want to save a little bit on your wristband for that. Now, this is a free event. However, you do need to pay for your wristband for food and drink. I will also be going to the Tampa Pig Jig for the first time this year, which I'm really excited about. I don't know what to expect. If you guys have any feedback, I would love to hear from you. But that will be on October 19th at Curtis Hickson. Now, I did have Greg Maselli on my podcast a few weeks ago about the Tampa Pizza Fest, which was also supposed to take place on October 19th. Over the last couple of weeks, they have actually decided to postpone that event because they've had such an overwhelming response to it, and they need to find a bigger space to hold it. So as of now, the Pizza Fest is on hold, which I'm really sad about, but that's okay. It'll definitely be even bigger and better than we were all anticipating. And that is also something that I will be a judge at. Can't wait for that. I will keep you guys posted on the details as I learn more. And I also wanted to kind of share some of my experiences this past week with football. Last week, I was invited to Raymond James Stadium for a preview of some of the new food and drink specials that they will be featuring at Raymond James. It was a great afternoon. I got to try all different kinds of food. Now, whenever I go to a game, I tend to eat before because we all know it can be quite pricey. And I'm always afraid to spend a lot of money at Raymond James because it's like, well, who wants to spend $12 on a hot dog? I've never really ventured out and tried anything other than popcorn or maybe pizza. They've got some great menu items that I really, really recommend you guys check out if you're attending any Bucks games this season. They've got a Roman style pizza, which is fantastic. They've got all kind, like a Ropa Vieja grilled cheese sandwich. They've got a land and sea burger. They've got their pizza box nachos, which are fantastic. Couple special drinks with a souvenir cup. If you guys like the Buccaneers logo, it's on there. It's pretty cool. I actually went to the home opener this past weekend against the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I'm not a Bucs fan, so I'm very happy with the outcome of that game. But I was blessed to be in the Hall of Fame Club, and that was definitely an experience. They had food everywhere, a carving station, shrimp, oysters, open bar, which I did not indulge in. I had probably 7 club sodas with cranberry that day, but it was still fun. I got to enjoy the game. It was a great experience. I have to say Raymond James has really been making some fantastic, you know, enhancements to the stadium. It's a great place for any sporting event or a concert, whatever you guys are happen to be going there for, but definitely check out their food. Well, that's pretty much all for today, guys. I just wanted to kind of give you an update on my journey without alcohol. It's been fantastic. And if you guys have any questions, definitely reach out to me. I did have a couple of people message me on Instagram and said, like, how are you doing it? How do you go to an event when everyone's drinking and you're not? You know what? It's not hard. It's not hard at all. I tend to stick with things like club soda so you don't kind of have people looking at you asking you why you're not drinking. I was actually at an event at Eddie V's last week for the Ryan Callahan Foundation. It was the white party, which was my first time going. Trust me, I was surrounded by champagne, fantastic wines, all kinds of cocktails, and I stuck with Diet Coke and water. It was hard, but I made it through, and it just made me a stronger person. So definitely have a great week, you guys. I would love to see you at some of these races. Please be on the lookout for any of my discount codes that I'll be sharing on my Instagram, which is at Forking Around Town. And I hope you guys get out there this week and enjoy this beautiful city called Tampa that we live in. And I will chat with you next week. Have a great day. Thanks.
Hey gang, Jerry P. Tuck here, co-host of A Place for My Head. Each week, Brandon Thompson and I are going to be talking about the importance of mental health. We're going to be talking everything from stress, anxiety, different mental illnesses, different chronic illnesses, and frankly, the rigors of everyday life and how we all struggle to get through it. We're not medical professionals, but we are looking to start that conversation that needs to be had about the stigma around mental illness and how it affects us every single day. We'll talk to experts, but at the end of the day, A Place for My Head is all about real people with real stories about real life. Check out A Place for My Head with Brandon Thompson and myself, Jerry P. Tuck, each week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and RadioInfluence.com.